everyone. Thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like you to join us for a talk with Dr. Lightman about the most intimate, exciting, personal topic there is in life, me and God. We'd like to understand the relationship between us and God. We'd like to learn from Dr. Lightman how to understand where is God leading us? What does he want from us? How can we understand what he wants to tell us? In short, me and God, be with us. Tal, please. Yeah, we're talking about this yearning that exists in us even from childhood to be in touch with this concept called God. And on our previous shows, we understood that, first of all, there is such a thing, even though that we don't necessarily exactly understand what he is and how to correctly approach it all. And we also said that there's a key as to how to develop our relationship with him. And it's actually through the relations with the people around us, with the reality that's around us. And this is something that we'd like to keep on scrutinizing, because every day we have plenty of interactions with people around us. And turns out that there is an infinite potential to be in touch with the Creator through these people if we'll only know how to relate to everyone correctly. Because usually we're in touch with people everywhere, but nothing spiritual goes on there or special. And today we'd like to understand how can we capture this opportunity and start developing some kind of a relationship with the Creator. So maybe we can start with the question of what should be our attitude towards the people around us if we want to be in touch with God. Look, if I were to discover that behind everything that I see and feel, behind everything, there is one force that is turning everything, preparing everything, moving everything, and works on me through everything there is. And it turns out that no one that's around me, neither the people nor animals nor the planets, the universe, anything, has nothing of itself. None of these operate by themselves due to their own decisions, but this one higher force that's standing behind them is operating them and is aiming them at me to influence me through them, because he wants some kind of response from me. And when I suddenly feel, discover that there's a certain force behind all these, and this is how he turns them all in order to influence me, then it becomes clear to me that from this moment and on, if it's revealed, then actually in each and everything I see that it's him doing it. And it doesn't really matter to me that much what do I get from all these things, but what's important for me is that it's done by that hidden force that's hiding behind everything and working this way. So it follows that I actually have a problem, not with the entire environment and not even with my body or myself, but only with him. Only with this higher force. And this is how I get in touch with the Creator. It's on condition that I feel that he is behind everything. Or at least, if I was told in a good, strong way with some hints, and after that I would look and check and discover, then I would have really been cautious from this day and on. I would have been aimed targeted at where I can see him, how can I discover what does he want and what is he doing and so on. Meaning, I wouldn't look at people, but I would only look at him. And I would connect to people, to the environment, only in order to attain him. That's it. What does he want from us through all of these interactions and different states that we experience? Then I would understand. Even now, someone told me that there is a God behind everyone, and not only that he's behind everyone, but he turns everyone and operates everyone, and through that influences me. But what do I have as a result? What does he want from me? This is something that I don't know. And what follows is that it doesn't give me anything. Meaning, I actually need to be taught that there are people who have attained him, and then for them to teach me how I have to relate to him. What does he want from me? How to discover, how to reveal him and influence him in return? Because he wants something from me. How will I do what he wants, or the other way around? I don't know, but something. This way, I don't know anything about my life. Turns out that I'm in some kind of a connection with some higher force. This higher force is constantly influencing my life from the tiniest detail to the biggest details, life and death and everything. And I don't know what to do. What does he want? How do I respond? Good or bad, I want to know, but I don't understand and don't know. And so I'm in a state that I don't even know how to escape the bad, how to reach the good. I don't know anything. He as if created everything, made everything, formed this relationship, but it's one way, only from his side, because he understands what he's doing, and I don't. Does it become us to think about him this way? But this what's going on, and comes the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it reveals that it's not that there's a problem here, but a process. And when we go through this process, we undergo the same process as the still vegetative inanimate. We went through the process of the development of the still, vegetative, animate on earth. And then man, and man also undergoes inside of him a development of the forms of the still, vegetative, and animate. And when he goes through this period of the still, vegetative, and animate, when he finishes it, the moment we came down from the trees like monkeys and we became human beings, from that moment and on to this day, we're developing through the phases of the still, vegetative, and animate. And the Kabbalists, they tell us that from this moment and on, you start developing as human beings. And therefore, till now, you developed through pressure, through blows, and this higher force, the Creator, he didn't have to talk to you. He simply pushed you by constantly developing your ego, and against this ego, giving external conditions, and then the ego would develop more or less. It would take on different forms. And then this is how you developed. But now the time has come for conscious development, and especially a goal-oriented, purposeful development, that from this point and on, you are called an Adam, in Hebrew both meaning human being and also similar to the Creator, being similar to God. And therefore, come the sages, and they teach the whole of humanity, and especially the people of Israel, what does it mean to be an Adam, a human being? And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealing, and this is what it teaches. It teaches the whole of humanity, the people of Israel, and later on the whole of humanity. What does the Creator want of us, of each and every one of us? And then we start getting an entire Torah method of what to do, how to correctly connect with God, what does He want of me, what do I have to demand of Him, how do we advance together towards that goal which He has formed and set and commands us to reach, and so on. And then what follows is that we have to take on His form, where He is in complete bestowal and giving and loving. Only we discover it in its opposite form, because we don't understand, we don't know Him, and on the contrary, because by nature we're opposite, where our nature is the will to receive, the so-called ego, and the Creator is the will to bestow, love, and we actually, by the forces that we get from Him, we have to invert ourselves. From reception to bestowal, from hatred to love, and correspondingly we will understand Him, get to know Him. The more we acquire these qualities that exist in Him, the quality of bestowal and love, the more we'll understand Him, feel Him, discover Him. So much that it's called to attain Him, and such an attainment of Him that it will be called that we're adhered to Him, we're so adapted to each other. And that's what it's all about, in short, with respect to my attitude towards the Creator. It's very interesting, because when I listened to you talk, what I heard is a connection between things that we're used to hearing from science, evolution, development, and so on, and godliness, or the Creator, something which is more mystical. No. Elohim, in Hebrew, the Creator, in Gematria, in its numerical value, equals nature, Hateva. Only we have to understand that in this nature we have a thought, a desire, a force, a goal. And we see that all this exists, only we can't discover it, but that it exists, that's for sure. The people that I talk to astronomers many times, people who research the universe, scientists, not astrologists, but astronomers. And they say that this universe is a thought, it's a program, it's a plan, some kind of a map of development. This is how they feel it as a result of engaging in it. Each and every scientist, this is what they say, that I see it as a kind of a thought, that when I look, I have this feeling that there is a certain plan and that we're all advancing according to this plan. So, inside this great big description of development, and from what I understand, this connection with the Creator is our development as human beings towards some kind of a higher consciousness that has to be realized. So how are we supposed to decipher all of these day-to-day states where we're not aware of the plan of nature? There are plenty of things that happen to us during the day. You're saying that it's the Creator speaking to us through our interactions at work, with the family, and in any other state. So what's the connection between the particular states each one of us experiences and this cosmic plan that's going on? We can't discover this connection until we try to place ourselves in a state which is similar to the Creator. Which means what? It means that I try to perform those very actions which are according to His nature and not according to my nature. Suppose I see that you did something. You performed some action. You're doing something. And I don't understand what for, why. So what am I supposed to do? What do you think? I have to perform those very actions, like a small child. He doesn't know what are we doing different things for, but he takes what we're doing and he wants to do the same. Suppose we buy for our little daughter small pots, a small bed with a doll, and so on. Why? Because as a result of doing the same actions as we do, she will feel what we feel. We want to develop her on the inside, like a small woman. Suppose for a boy we buy a car, other things, cubes. It's very felt on children that if we want for them to understand us, for them to develop and become grown-ups, we have to give them, we have to allow them to do the same things that we do. And then from these actions, they will develop a feeling. And they'll understand what's going on here. Why are we doing what we're doing and so on? Otherwise, they can't. And it's the same when we start working someplace. I come to some place, I don't know, some metal factory or something. Or a shoemaking workshop where they make sandals. It doesn't matter what. In order to understand the work, I have to sit next to them and see and then try and do it myself to cut the leather and then start connecting it and so on. And then I'll start understanding the work and what is their character, because through one's work, a person's character changes. So we have to do different things. And in order to understand God, I have to do different things. What things? Oh, what things? The things I have to do, the actions I have to take in order to understand God, in order to become like Him. It's called, from your actions do we come to know you. His actions, I don't know what his actions are, but if I'll do the same actions that he tells me, from these actions, I'll come to know him, even though that he himself is hidden. He's behind some curtain. But he tells me, if you'll do this and that, as a result of these actions, you'll come to know who I am. Where does he tell me that? I don't These actions that he tells me to do, from which I will come to know him and understand him, are called mitzvot, precepts, which means what? The mitzvot, it means that I perform some action, and from this action, I come to know him a bit more and a bit more. So what happens here? All in all, a person is a desire. He is the will to enjoy. A desire. If, from my desire, I perform some kind of action which is similar to God, then that desire in which I have performed that action, it becomes like the desire of the Creator, which is called, make your desire like His. And then, accordingly, I have built in myself, in my great big desire, a part which is exactly like the Creator. Were I capable of performing in my desire an action like it's done in Him? Previously we said that the Creator, it's nature which develops us, right? What action can I perform which will resemble that force? So he says it's very simple. He says that all of his actions, all in all, have one action, which is to benefit, to do good to all the creatures, to all the created beings, to all which he has created, to benefit. And the basic rule of all of these actions, these mitzvot, is called love another as thyself. Meaning that if I'll think only about, okay, so how can I come a bit closer to loving others in all of my actions, then each and every time, another bit and a bit more, I bring myself closer to resemble the Creator, and then I will be called an Adam, a human being. We said that we developed on the levels of the still vegetative and animate, and here I am developing on the human level, the speaking level, the level of Adam, which means to be similar to the Creator, where I truly take this precept, this mitzvah of love another as thyself, and in different ways I start performing it, realizing it. Love of others, it's really something that I think that at least many people try to realize, but what exactly do you mean when you say love of others? In favor of others, in favor of others. Meaning, even if it's not for my own benefit, but for the benefit of others. So that I'll try in life doing good deeds, and yeah, you have to learn. It's not according to what good deeds seem to you, but according to what God means by in favor of others. So what is exactly the change I have to undergo? First of all, to learn how to realize it. You realize it in a special society where everyone wants to try to be this way towards each other so that it will be considered, called as one man in one heart, that they're trying so hard to be close in such relations of loving another as thyself, that they treat each other more than brothers. And then I start feeling that my different parts are changing and are taking on the quality of bestowal, of giving, of love. And what does that have to do with the revelation of the Creator? Then that means that I reveal Him within me, that there are such parts in me, within me, that are truly like the Creator. Can you demonstrate it? This is its demonstration, because if in hearing, seeing, and all of my senses, touch, smell, taste, hearing, seeing, I discover something outside of myself, here I discover God within me. That there is nothing closer, there is nothing which separates me from Him. I'm not perceiving Him with an external sense, but I discover Him inside of me, within me. This isn't clear. It isn't clear for sure. But you understand the result from trying to become like Him. I build within me His image. He and I become as one, and that's called adhesion. Dvekut in Hebrew. It's not some kind of a connection, recognition. I smell Him, I see Him, I hear Him somewhere on the outside. No. The Creator is revealed within me, in my heart. Heart meaning a person's desire. The corrected desire of a person in accordance with the Creator, that desire completely becomes the Creator, and then a person becomes a godly person. What does it exactly mean that the Creator is revealed inside of me? Aside from loving everyone and feeling the people outside of me and think of them, what does it mean that the Creator reveals in me? Accordingly, you feel that also those people who are outside of you, they also belong to you. That suddenly the whole of reality, the entire world, becomes closer. You feel them like you feel yourself. You as if feel that the whole of reality, it only seems to you in a distorted, untrue way that it's outside of you. But it's all your body. So eventually, all of us want to feel good. So why or how is this specifically the good state? Good because now you can bestow onto everyone and feel yourself great. Because eventually, when we search for a connection with God, we wanna feel good. prevent bad things from happening in life. You're describing here a state of my change of attitude towards others, towards an attitude of love and bestowal, saying this is the best possible state. Yes, it's unlimited. You can express your love completely towards everyone. You feel that you're full of the higher force, that you're above any limitations, including this life, life and death, time, space, motion, everything. You feel that the Creator is within you, as simple as that. The process which you have just described, is it something that any person can come to, or only Jews? Everyone has to. First Jews, and then everyone else. And they depend on the Jews. Therefore, they embitter the lives of the Jews by anti-Semitism and all of the attitude that they show. By that, they're showing that they're truly needy of it and that the Jews are stopping them. Why? Because the Jews aren't really hurrying. You mean the Jews are first in line to undergo this evolution? Yes, the Jews are the transition between the Creator and the others, meaning, if some non-Jew will want to become like the Creator, he'll need a Jew to teach him how to do it. Our time's up, Dr. Lightman. This is an extremely interesting topic. We'll continue next time. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.